The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
And this is the Pat Kenny Show with Anton in for Pat. The nursing home sector is facing a crisis in small facilities and small operators, which are feeling an acute squeeze with operating costs rising and income staying firmly fixed due to the Fair Deal. 29 nursing homes with fewer than 40 beds closed between 2018 and 2021. A further 10 have ceased operating or warned that they will soon cease operating this year alone. The Chief Executive of Nursing Homes Ireland, Tadhg Daly, joins me now. Tadhg, what's driving the closures?
Yeah, good morning, Anton. Well, ultimately, it's down to funding. I mean, this isn't a new phenomenon, as you just outlined in your intro there. 29 closed between 18 and 2021. We've seen 11 this year to date. And our fear is that if we don't stabilise the sector quickly, we'll be into a full-blown crisis. The Fair Deal fee is fixed. The government know that the Fair Deal is not fit for purpose. There's a myriad of reports that have been commissioned and published by government themselves. So, they've long fingered, I suppose, the required changes to Fair Deal, but now it's brought it into very sharp focus.
So is it just economies of scale that mean the larger operators are able to manage?
Well, it's more complex than that, to be honest. I mean, it's the smaller ones today, it'll be the medium tomorrow, and it'll be the bigger ones in future, because it's ultimately down to the cost of care, the complexity of care, the dependency level of older people. Care, costs ultimately, and the costs are rising out of control, and the funding mechanism is not keeping anywhere close to pace with that inflation. So, even if you have a larger home, there are some economies of scale. But if you take energy, for example, the energy provider doesn't discriminate between a large or a small. The cost is going to increase exponentially in that case. Similarly, staffing. If you have a larger facility, you need more staff, and staffing is the single biggest element of cost in a nursing home. So while it's now focused very much on the smaller homes and small under 40, it is going to become a difficulty for all providers as the inflationary pressures on the back of a difficult COVID period manifest itself.
In this early phase, as it's a shift from smaller operators to larger operators, is it innately and intrinsically a bad thing? Because people may think, well, look, there are such regulatory pressures, such governance pressures, such clinical requirements in relation to nursing homes that maybe the small operators aren't best placed to provide in this kind of market.
Well, no, I mean, ultimately, I kind of have a wry smile sometimes when I hear people talking about the larger homes. I mean, one of the biggest homes for years was St. Mary's in the Phoenix Park, which is a state facility run by the HSE. So the HSE run homes that are 100, 120, 130 beds, and people seem, think that's perfectly okay. Whereas if it's in the private sector, it's seen as somehow a bad thing. Ultimately, the sector is the most regulated across the health service, and that's as it should be. So HICWA are a robust regulator. So it's ultimately about regulating standards.
But that's my point, Tadhg. Can the mom and pop operator meet those standards, and is the cost and requirement not too much for them?
Well, they can meet them if they're resourced to do it. Absolutely. But they need to be resourced to do it. And that's ultimately the pressure point. We all want the highest possible standards. We all want, the investment. But you cannot square that circle. You cannot have a situation whereby the funder says we're not increasing the funding mechanism to take account of that, and the standard body says, well, funding has nothing to do with us. So there's a complete disconnect, if you like, between the funder and the regulator, with the provider caught in the middle. And now we're seeing the tragic consequences. And ultimately, this isn't about Tadhg Daly and Nursing Homes Ireland, or indeed individual operators. This is about how we care for our older population. And it's heartbreaking for many families across the country who have to move residents now at this point in time, and heartbreaking for staff and providers as well. So, it really is a carry-on call now, if you like, to stabilise the sector in the medium term, or in the immediate term rather, and then sit down and work through the many reports and recommendations that have been outlined about how we're going to stabilise and ensure that we have a viable, sustainable, high-quality sector into the future.
You spoke about this being an impact across the entire country. The nursing home sector, of course, varies significantly across the country and various different geographical regions. Where do you see the impact of the closures of particularly the small nursing homes as being most felt?
Well, I mean, clearly it's nationwide at this point in time, because we've seen it in Roscommon, we've seen it in Cork, we've seen it in Waterford, we've seen it in Dublin. So every region where they've had the smaller homes, many of those either have closed or are contemplating their future. So it's going to have a huge impact on those communities in terms of care, in terms of employment, but it's also going to have a huge impact on the acute hospital system. We know that even in the summer of this year, the acute hospitals were under significant pressure. So that's going to heap even more pressure on an already overstretched system. So it's going to impact everybody, all listeners. People might think when they're listening to this piece, they say that's about older people in nursing homes. But if you have a hospital system that's overburdened with people who should be out in the community, either at home or in a nursing home, it's going to impact on accessibility for everybody who may require acute hospital care. And we are facing, as we all know, probably a very, very difficult winter. So this is, you know, something which we've highlighted for a number of years. The government in action has led us to this point, but it's not too late. Hopefully, and the minister's soundings in the last, you know, number of days have been positive, to be fair, in terms of introducing a stabilisation mechanism for the medium term, and then sit down, as I say, and work around how we're going to have a viable, sustainable sector into the future.
In your view, is that viability in essence based in a fundamental change of the Fair Deal?
Well, there is a fundamental change required, but I suppose ultimately it comes down to funding. I mean, the Fair Deal scheme is a very good scheme from the point of view of the older person and that the person requiring care. But, you know, the Ombudsman, the Comptroller and Auditor General, Deloitte, the Department themselves have highlighted the inadequacies, because what it is, it's a one-price-fits-all, for example. So it doesn't look at the care requirements. We've got to put the resident here at the centre and say, OK, a resident requires, you know, a package of care, and fund that package of care appropriately. So, I mean, there are some fundamental changes, but it's not about throwing the whole scheme out. It's about, you know, tweaking what we have, but ultimately it's about resourcing.
Tadhg, thank you. That's Tadhg Daly, who is Chief Executive of Nursing Homes Ireland.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.